law in Shin Yutet, Halakha Tet, Shulchan Aruch gives a case where a person is not allowed to take wine that has sediments in it already and pour it through a filter on Shabbat. In that case, he's separating wine from the sediment. Even if you want to consider it Och Metuch Psolet, but you're using a filter to do it, and that would be Borer Bekli, and therefore Maran says it is Asur, it's probably Hayav Hatat. However, he says, if you put the sediments and you lay them on this cloth from before Shabbat, it is permissible to pour water over them on Shabbat, and the water will go through the sediment, get some flavor, and then go through this cloth and filter to the bottom. Question over here is, why isn't that a problem of Borer as well? After all, at a certain point, the water is mixing with the sediment, and then it is separating. The answer Mefarshim say is that since it's starting off as clean water, without any sediment in it, and it's ending off as clean water, any sediment in it, the fact that it temporarily goes through this shemarin is not a problem of Borer. Whereas in the first case, it was mixed already. Since it was mixed with the shemarim, you're separating good from bad. The practical application in this case would be there's different apparatuses on Shabbat making tea. One apparatus is where the tea kettle has water on the bottom, hot water, and at the spout there's like a type of sifter, a strainer that has in it tea leaves. And these leaves over here remain in the strainer, and the water just goes through them into the cup. According to the way we're learning this, Shulchan Aruch and Seif Tet, there should be no problem with this. The water is clean. It's just temporarily going through the tea leaves to get a ta'am, to get a flavor. It ends up in the cup. Chem Yitzchak Za'afrani in his Vayizra Yitzchak is matir in such a case. Chem Avodah is even more lenient in a case where the water and the leaves are together, but the leaves are really on the bottom of the tea kettle, and you're pouring the water into a teacup. Even though there's a strainer at the end of it, he says, since it's really not mixed, the tea leaves are on the bottom, you would not have a problem of Borer. So when you get to the end of the tea kettle and it's together, you have to be careful not to be Borer. But otherwise, in those cases, it would be permissible. Poskim also clearly allowed the use of a tea bag on Shabbat. There is no problem to put a tea bag in a kli shilishi, let's say, on Shabbat. To put it in is no problem. We will discuss in a future Dili Halakha the complicated issue of taking out a tea bag from a cup on Shabbat. Problem over there being is that when you take it out and you're holding the bag over the cup, so now you're separating drops that are coming out of the tea bag into the cup itself. If you consider the tea bag itself some sort of keli, and now you're separating the psolet in your hand and the ochel that's going into the cup, and you're doing it with kabanah, we will see the poskim will have a big discussion on this, if it's permissible or not. But the actual use of it, and then to take it out, there's no problem. To take it out, there's no problem. Poskim say there's no problem of that. A bag and the water are not considered mixed up together. The problem again would be when you're taking it out and holding it over the cup, we're not saying it's a problem. We're saying that there's a big discussion in the halakha. We'll get to that in the future halakha. But again, the case that we said today are permissible is a strainer with tea leaves. It's permissible to pour the water through those leaves on Shabbat, and there's no problem of Borer.